But he talked the whole morning, yeah, after they finished eating. He sat down with them at the place where I sit, yeah, normally in teachings. Yeah. That's respectless. Yeah. And then I came, when did Ajahn Uthai come? 11:30. 11 o'clock, yeah. He came at 11 o'clock and I went with him. And it must have been nearly 11:30 and he was still sitting there. I just sat 5 minutes with two or three Pansa. Somebody wanted to know something, you know. Farang came and he saw me and he pinned me down, you know. I wanted to know something. 5 minutes later, Lungta came out of his kuti. Just 5 minutes later, and I saw him walking, yeah. And I saw him, if he continues walking like that, he comes straight to me. So I said, bye bye. I had to leave and whoosh, they're gone. I mean, parents is something different. I mean, you can spend some time with them, yeah? Especially when they come, yeah? I don't mind, but friends is something, they are just like normally ordinary lay people, yeah?
I try to make that clear to my parents, not that they go back, that is something very special. Mm. Because it's kind of a burden for the monk too, actually.
Of course it is a burden.
Yeah. And then when friends would come, well, I thought that would be really...
It's so good that I don't have any friends.
Me too. None of them ever contacted.
Or the sister as well. The sister as well is...
Yeah, but sister is more than friend.
Yeah.
I mean, if she's interested in what you're doing, you know, I mean, then you have to give some time. Yeah. Otherwise, she wouldn't be coming anyway.
Because sometimes I think people, they have the feeling like, well, I have to go and visit. And then they think, like, I go because of that person, and I say to everyone, don't come because of me, because I really don't care.
Yeah.
Or I actually say, don't come if you don't want to really practice.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah. Or if you don't want to learn about practicing. If you want to learn about practicing, that's fine. This older French guy seems to be interesting.
I think he knows a little bit.
Mm-hmm. He's a meditation teacher in Spain.
Oh, is he? It's good. It was an interesting question he asked, because it's really can confuse one.
The first question.
Yes. Yeah.
Sati and consciousness.
Yeah. All these things. Yeah. Where to place them to the internal experience? What is this?
And when can I start work on the pockets for the?
Tomorrow.
Okay.
now he got restless through all this work. Now he wants to do things.
I do like to make the cloth things.
Yeah, it gives some peace and calm. One has to be concentrated
on.
One cannot think too much. Another way is listening to talks. That calms down very easily.
It's very good. It's very effective, that's what I can't be doing.
It's too effective.
Yeah, it's too afraid. Lose myself.
Huh?
Lose myself, so to speak.
Yeah. So why don't you do that at least once a day? Yeah. And it also, you know, it also reminds you of the important things. Yeah. That's why it's so effective. Yeah. And it relieves me of the duty to constantly tell the same things.
Well, obviously the one-to-one teaching is a different level than listening to a general talk which was given.
But they are very good, you know, if you just concentrate on them and just look, like the words pop out of your heart, you know, I mean, you get so easily calm. And you get a much deeper understanding as if you would listen with your ears.
Oh.
Yeah. I find it, for me, it's easier than when we go down there. I prefer just in my kuti with the get calm. I don't get calm there. I don't know why it's sitting with the back to you, with your back to us and so on.
No, it's not optimal. No, normally you should sit in front of me, but you know, there's just no space.
Yes, facing.
So it always seems to be the right subject. It's very strange. Always, when I pick a talk, whatever talk, it's always the right. It's always relevant.
Mm-hmm.
Never irrelevant. It's interesting.
Yeah, and du hörst auch zu? Du hörst dir auch an? Okay. Nur der Martin nicht.
Well, this week, no. I was listening a lot of live talks this week.
Sich dann eher auf ihre Stimme konzentrieren oder aufs Buddha trotzdem?
Nein, da konzentrierst du dich, da gehst du in Zert rein und konzentrierst dich auf die Stimme.
Okay.
Das ist ein guter Satz für das Buddha. Und dann dabei bleiben, ne, bei der Stimme oder bei dem, was gesagt wird.
Okay.
Und er wird dann sofort, ne, bei Martin wird dann sofort drüber nachgedacht.
Well, 7 months ago, yes, now, sometimes yes.
Okay. So it's getting better.
Yes, I think so. But that might be as well wrong.
We can easily fool ourselves.
Actually, those... Yeah. Those talks from Lungta Maboa, which were translated, right? Are they good? Are they as well recommended? Because I'm thinking about starting to listen to them. They're like 20 or something. Like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can. I mean, ask the others. You know, I mean that really depends on. Yeah, I mean, I found them because of this monotonous voice. You know, I mean, very difficult to listen to.
So it's like a translation just
content. Oh, you know, when Lungta talks, you know, then his voice sometimes it becomes quiet, and then sometimes, you know, it becomes emphasis, yes. And then, yeah. That's why I like to listen just to Lungta's talk. But, I mean, they are helpful.
Well, it's a lot.
I mean, just take one, you know, and then listen to it if you like it, you know. Get a few others, yeah.
Or just listen once, maybe to Lungta's talk in Thai.
In Thai,
even though I don't understand, but this, I just
good. Listen. And you will be surprised, your heart will understand. You might not understand the language, but the heart understands it. Because the language, he translates the language of the heart into Thai, you know, when he speaks it out. But, you know, if you listen with the heart, we don't need to have the language.
It's just interesting that you say that I'm the one who's thinking of. I'm probably a habitual thinker.
Yes.
And it's
interesting. I think it might be it is probably easier, a bit easier for Benny, because you were not to think. too much.
Because of the job and...
Because of the job that is much more physical, and because, I mean, you didn't go to university.
Yeah.
But anyone who has trained himself, you know, up to the highest grade of the university, I mean, he's inclined to think.
Well, this month really helped a lot to see it, and maybe not yet to get rid of all of them. But a funny example is yesterday of the Upatthaya king closing the kuti, having the sword, now only to close the door and the lid. So I go and then I see the mat.
Mm-hmm.
And this is okay, but then I do the mat nice. And then I had another sword. So I, in the reflection, I was not sure, did I actually even close the door or not?
Mm-hmm.
And the lid, so, because I knew something went wrong there, because I was not aware that what I did.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So this morning I actually even expected door open, but door closed, no lid.
Yeah, because I came in. I mean, I come in the late night and I closed the door.
You did close it then?
No, no, but what I mean is, was the door closed or not?
I don't think so.
So nothing?
Nothing.
I,
so it's
I
like,
this,
yeah, like,
if I think I've got to do this, then
just
forget
it. Yeah.
If I don't think of it, I just see it and do it.
Yes.
No problem.
And that is the key, you know, just see.
Yeah.
Just looking at something, see. Yeah. Yeah. When you go the steps down, I mean, turn your head back, you know, and look.
Yes, that's what I do in the kuti. And so I went out of the kuti and then I saw, and that was the problem. Because then I saw it already done, right? Somehow, I guess, or the brain, or... But it was just... but at least I know how it... How
and what happens when you open the lock? I'm really curious. When you open the lock of my kuti, what happens then?
Well, what happens? The key stays in.
No.
My key stays in. I cannot get it out until I lock it again.
Yeah, until you shut the lock.
Yes.
Again.
Yeah.
Then you pull out the key.
Yeah.
Yeah? And? What happens in that process?
I mean, already all the things? No, but I really try not to do that because...
What?
To think what needs to be done.
No.
What?
I just asked you one question. What happens, you know, when you go to my kuti, the kuti is locked, and you put then the lock, you know, in my kuti. Just this 1 minute. What happens?
Just a few seconds.
No, a few seconds. There must be a thought that distracts you from something, yeah?
Going in.
No, not going in. Just with the lock. Just with the lock.
But locking the door or opening the door?
Opening the door.
Opening the door.
Yeah.
When I come there...
You open the door and then you put the lock in the kuti. Just this.
Okay.
There are thoughts coming in, 100%.
Yeah.
But Richard still, you know, I mean, most of the time, well, sometimes he also gets it wrong. Yeah.
With the lock?
Mm-hmm.
Do I put it in the wrong place? Or?
No.
What do I get wrong?
Don't pull out the key smoothly.
Yes.
Right.
Well, I think the problem was sometimes the wrong key.
Wrong key?
in that, you know, I mean, that is really, that is,
more than I mean, what I was thinking.
That is really, yeah.
Well,
because each time, you know, in the morning I take the lock and I hardly get my key in. Because you didn't pull it out smoothly. Yeah. Next thing already. You know, I mean, you open it and the next thing already. Yeah.
Okay, so... Because I have problems to get it out as well sometimes. But that's because I already go in and not
yeah,
pop
you,
it out.
You don't go smooth in and smooth out. Yeah. And when Richard is busy, the same thing happens. Yeah?
Well, I'm not trying
you
to...
You see how many things, you know, they're just a little bit sati would help in all these things. Yeah? It's amazing. We think, you know, we are pretty, pretty mindful, you know, and then I mean, where does all these things happen? You know, where does it all come from? Yeah? Compared to people in the world, I mean, yeah, I mean, we are composed, you know, calm, yeah. And then all these little errors, yeah.
But it shows the potential there is.
Yeah, I mean, yes, you can learn it.
That's
why this upatthana training is so important.
It's a very good training. Especially to learn to look, because that's something we just never do.
No.
That it's just, we just run and we just have these
that's
problems.
That's what I said yesterday. I mean, the younger generation has never learned to look. Yeah?
Yeah.
You were not forced to look, yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, you got the things, you know, and then somebody showed you, okay, or you read the manual,
yeah,
or you just write it out, you know, and then play it here and play it there, yeah.
Well, and then we trained it, so we got skillful in exactly doing this. So that process was very good,
yeah.
But as soon as something changed, there are always errors. Right?
Yes.
And
program.
Yes, and the errors, normally, they are stupid errors. So one cannot really say, like, why did I do it? Like, why did you not take this out? That, oh, I forgot, or something like that. But if one looks 3 seconds, then...
You come in a room. I come in a room, and I see this. Yeah? Where is that coming from? Yeah? Because it's new.
Yeah.
I see if something is that, you know, I just need to look, yeah? Poops. Yeah. That is something that you have to have. Yeah? It's the same when you watch the kilesas. I mean, if you don't have that observant look, yeah, I mean, you don't see how they fool you, how they work. Yeah? And you have to get some determination. Yeah. Huh?
Yes, I know.
So okay, tonight I sit, you know, and listen to a
talk. Yeah. I tried it last night to be determined.
And it helps, you know, especially if you have a lot of work to do, you know, it helps you to shut down very quickly. Yeah?
The Kalesa tell me that you worked a lot, so you just sit
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
And then last night I thought, maybe that's not right. Maybe I can try to sit for more than an hour. And then I did, but I only got to an hour. But just the determination whilst I was doing that hour was helpful.
I mean, I tell over and over again, don't believe these kilesas. I mean, yeah. They now have a good name, Goebbels, propaganda minister.
Yeah.
This is me right here, yeah?
It's so easy, the instructions, but so difficult to do the work.
Well, that's why we train.
Yeah.
Okay. So you get the stems, but we can do that tomorrow, yeah, because you are upatthaka anyway.
Okay.
So you can just leave today, yeah, and help cleaning up, and then everybody can leave, yeah, and do some practice, yeah.
Well,
yeah, you have to charge it.
Not only charge, but as well.